first thing I got to ask you, what was more exciting, the victory over Pittsburgh Central Catholic last week or agreeing with Mike White to come join us on the show in the 7 o'clock hour?
That's a real tough decision. that's a really hard one to weigh. But I would say,
when I told him 7:30, he wasn't real happy.
I didn't know. I just wanted to make sure that I was up, had my bearings about me, and ready to go. But
we were hoping you wouldn't have your bearings, because that makes for a better ratings. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we just started, so we'll see how it goes.
Did you ever find your son last night?
Yeah, I did. That was. It turns out, after a good thing happens, it's kind of a funny story. It was in between.
Set it up, though, Art. You couldn't find your youngest son. You couldn't find him after the game.
Well, it was my oldest son, but I wasn't in charge of him. I told my wife when he decided to come help out, he's going to be 8. I said, you can't really put me in charge. I'm the worst person to keep an eye on him. And when everybody rushed the field and everything went crazy, my wife came up and was like, congratulations. I was in between interviews. She said, but we can't find Brady anywhere. But a couple minutes later, he was with one of my coaches and his son, and he was fine the whole time. But it was just good to see his face.
Okay.
All right, I asked you last week, we had you on our show on MSA Sports about what it would be like going up against your old school, Pittsburgh Central Catholic. You had led them to 2 WPIL titles, a PIAA state title, before leaving after the 2004 season to take the North Allegheny job. And you had mentioned enough time had passed that, you didn't think it would be a big thing. However, when you got to the stadium and you were seeing a lot of familiar faces, were there additional butterflies more so than what you would normally have for a semifinals game?
There were, a lot of the coaches that are Central now were with me when I was there, and to see those guys, and even just a lot of the support staff, different people, from the academic part of it, and people that helped out with equipment and everything, a lot of people coming up and saying, good to see you here, best of luck, asking how your family's doing, all those things, and then a lot of former players. Saw former players afterwards, and guys were very nice and just happy for they were happy for me and happy for our team, and very sincere about it. But it was tough, talking to a lot of the guys that I knew and everything prior to the game. It was really a different atmosphere, one that I've never experienced before.
Art, you've made it known and you've expressed your opinion on your fine senior running back, Alex Papps. Another big game last night, 190 yards, one of only 6 running backs in Quad A history to rush for over 4,000 yards now. And you've made it known that you think colleges are missing the boat on him. Why do you think that, and where do you think he could play? Is there any interest at all in him right now from any Division I colleges?
There is interest. A lot of people ask for film, people asking about him, people saying they're keeping an eye on things and they're going to wait on this, wait on that. There's always something going on. But I really think, you mentioned some of his numbers and fortunately for us, he's had a 2,000 plus yard season. He sat the second half of about 3 or 4 games this year. He's not a kid that's into, hey, I want to be the leading rusher here in the state. I want to be the leading rusher or the leading touchdown scorer. I said, Alex, we got this one in hand. We're going to take you out. He said, no problem, coach. I understand. It's about, just win the game and moving on to next week. So, how the kid acts and how he handles himself and goes about his business is unbelievable. And I don't know what else he has to do, what else he has to prove. With his numbers and what he's accomplished in Quad A as a starting running back for 3 years against the teams that we play, the coaches that we face, I really think that he's a kid that can play somewhere. I'm not saying that he's going to be maybe a Wisconsin tailback where they're typically a 230-pound tailback or something like that. But there's a lot of systems that Alex Papson in Division I can fit in. I'm not saying what league or what conference, or that's up to them to decide. But he's a scholarship football player. I know that. He deserves it, and he can definitely excel at the level.
He's only 5'8", Art. Now, I think that's maybe one of the big knocks on him. But you had a little guy that before at Central, Eugene Jarvis, who did some pretty good things at Kent State. Could he be that type of back?
Yeah, and it's probably more frustrating, you know, for me as a football coach because I did go through that, and you know what Eugene went through, and Kent State, the things that he's done up there. I mean, you talk about an icon up in that area. We went up there for spring ball a couple of years ago, and people found out that I was his high school coach, and you know they were just you know they thanked me. You don't have to thank me. You know, Eugene's done it all on his own. And Kent State, they had the guts to scholarship him. They had the guts to take him. And it paid off to be the greatest decision they ever made. He's their all-time leading rusher, the things that he's done. And, you know, Eugene actually has a shot at the next level, you know, with a lot of different pro players now coming up that are faster, smaller backs that can do things in the special teams that play slot. So he's really done some different things. And, you know, that experience for me is frustrating because I'm kind of going through it right now with Alex. But let's hope something comes through like Kent State did for Eugene.
Art Walker, head coach of the North Allegheny Tigers. They're headed to the Quad A title game against the Woodland Hills Wolverines. Art, kind enough to join us on the Rivertown Hotline. You know, Mike mentioned earlier, he was at the game last night, that it was a tale of two halves. And really, you got to be thrilled with what your defense was able to do, especially in the first half when, you know, Central Catholic already leading 7-0. I had a chance to listen to most of this game. The Vikings were up. They get an interception leading to great field position. They connect on a long pass leading to good field position. They go up two scores. Maybe it's a different game, but your defense was stout when they needed to be, especially in that first half.
Yeah, with the turnovers in our own end, you know, with the punt, the interception, and all, you know, all those different things that occurred, for us to be walking into that locker room with just having the 7 points, was phenomenal and really a tribute to our defense. And when things started out in the third quarter, you know, we were moving a little bit and then not doing so great, and we tried to do some different things and it wasn't working out. It was a quick decision to just say, you know what, we're going to hang our hat on our defense this half, and we're going to play smart, and we're going to do things with field position, and we're going to keep pounding it out, and rely on them. If we don't make it, we're going to punt. We're going to do what we have to do and hopefully get some breaks because our defense is really putting us in a position that we'll have an opportunity to win.
Well, that was a great second-half performance. I thought, you know, as good as Alex was, I thought your defense, you know, did a tremendous job on them, totally shutting down their running game. And
There's no question. Those guys, I mean, defensively, you know, people talk about the score and all those things and who had this yards and that yards, but you really have to give that victory last night to our defense. I know Holden Jones-Moore, I think the 20-some yards total rushing is a great accomplishment, and those guys really have that kind of goal. They play team defense. They're not looking for individual accolades either. You know, they had something to prove. There's two good defenses going at it last night, and they wanted to be the one that came out on top.
Scheduled for 7:30, 1 week from tonight, North Allegheny, Woodland Hills. It's been a while since the University of North Allegheny's made it to the WPL Quad A Championship game. I know a lot of folks up there are in Bizzuto land are excited. Art, we appreciate the visit, the early morning visit. And kudos to what has been accomplished thus far, and best wishes next week.
Hope you didn't wake up Ange, Art.
No, man, she's awake. She's going into work this morning.
Okay.
If anybody's more understanding out there, I have no idea who. But my wife puts up with a lot. She heard the phone ring. She just kind of shook her head. She goes, "What are you doing now?" And I said, "I'm going to be on the radio." So she just kind of laughed.
When she knew it was us, it was okay.
Yeah, exactly, Mike. Yeah, once you know Mike White was involved, it wasn't a problem.
Real quick, film or no film this morning?
Definitely film. We don't stop what we're doing. I'm on my way in now, and I hang up with you guys, and the kids will be in a little bit after 10, and we go about business as usual. We have to.
Thanks, Art.
Thank you, Artie.